Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I got a feeling, oh yeah, everything gonna be all right. You know I got a feeling, yeah, everything gonna be all right, be all right. Be alright, be alright. Do you got a feeling today? I got a feeling, yeah. Everything gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling, oh yeah. Everything gonna be alright. You know I got a feeling, oh yeah. Everything gonna be all right, be all right, be all right, be all right. The Holy Ghost told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, Holy Ghost told me, oh yeah, everything gonna be all right. You know I got a feeling, oh yeah, everything gonna be all right, be all right, be all right, be all right. I got a feeling. Do you got a feeling today that everything gonna be all right, even in the midst of our trials? Even in the midst of our temptations, even in the midst of our valleys, even in our downfall, even in our mistakes, that I got a feeling that everything gonna be all right. Praise you and honor to God. Thank God for another opportunity to be on the Lord's prayer line this evening. I thank God today for my chief apostle, and I give an honor to her today. Hallelujah. For giving me a chance to bring the word of God that somebody may be saved on this day before it is too late. I thank God for her today as the family had to travel for the bereavement of the family, oh God. Lord, I know that you are a protector. We know that you are a comforter. You will never leave us or nor forsake us. Thank God for the Osberg family, oh God, that had drove to down South Carolina to the funeral, oh God. And we give honor to her and her family today, that God will be with them, that they bring them back home safely, because we know that you are the protector, Heavenly Father. And oh God, we thank God for everyone that is on the line right now, far and near. You know who you are. And I thank God for you taking the opportunity and chance to hear, thus saith the Lord. That may be a change somewhere in your life. Eternal God, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity, another chance to bring the word of God. And thank God that I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. I give honor to God, oh God. I give honor to all those that had come out, oh God. But, oh Lord, I ask you right now to touch hearts right now. Let them know, oh God, that you are with them even until the end. And, oh, God, we come to give you glory. We come to magnify your name. We come to lift you up, because you said in your word that you make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We give you thanks today of all that has been said and done in these last Saturday. I've been dealing with the heart and how the heart is very important in our lives to even to be alive. And God wants us to be changed in a twinkling of an eye, because he's soon to come. And will you be ready when he comes? Just for a few minutes, I will be coming from Joshua, the first chapter, the 9th verse. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go. He will stand by you. He will give you strength today in the midst of a storm, even in your trying times. He is your strength. God is giving you courage today, ability to conquer all challenges that you face. He's by your side today. Nothing is too hard for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's time to remove darkness out of your life. Time now for you to make a change, to really walk in the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you seek him and never doubt him, and he will surely bring you out. Pray to God, my people. He will lift you out of the shadows and into the brightness of his eternal love. No matter what you're facing right now, the Lord is there to assist you. There is no situation. There is no problem. There is no trouble big enough that he cannot overcome. Call on him today, and he will kill you. Why sometimes you are discouraged? Why you can't sleep at night? Why are you so restless? It's time for you to trust in God. It's time for you to give God praise for what he has done in your life, even right now. Your help comes from God. Trust God today. Let go of all the worries that you're going through. Turn them over to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will free you from the grips of despair. Only God can free you from the grips of despair and comfort you in his safety. Don't waste time on the unnecessary things in life that would take your focus off our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Focus on the goodness of the Lord and know that he will take care of you today. He is your Father, walking every step of the way for you. Where is God in your life today? Where is God in your life today? Where is God in your life today, right now, you need Jesus on this day. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is always on your side. He is waiting to turn. He is waiting for you to turn your life over to him and accept him as your Lord and Savior of your life. It is time to confess and repent of your sin. It's time for a change right now. God's reward is waiting for you. It is not time for you to quit. Don't give up. Turn now to God. Reach out to him today. I don't know about you, but Jesus is the light of the world. I say to you that every secret the enemy is using against your destination, trying to reach a higher level in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will be exposed by fire. The best relationship is with God. I pray right now and decree and declare, whatever you have labored for, you will not, this year you will not go by. You will testify of your goodness of God. I declare before this year is out, everyone that is on this line, your labor is not in vain. You will rejoice in the presence of our God, and you will testify and prophesy in the name of Jesus. Jesus is telling you today, come unto me, confess your sins, and he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's time now to get right with God. Time is winding up. Time is too short. Time is now to come to our Lord and Savior. Surrender your life wholly to him. As I stated at the beginning of the radio, of the telephone, that I got a feeling that everything gonna be all right. I don't know about you, but this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us come rejoicing, because God is able, able to keep you from falling. I don't possess houses or land, fine clothes or jewelry, sorrows and care in this old world my lot seems to be. But I have a Christ who paid the price for you, you, and you that is on this line, who paid the price way back on Calvary. I can speak for myself. Jesus Christ is all in all to me in this world. Yes, Christ is all. He's everything to me. Yes, Christ is all. He's everything to me. Yes, Christ is all. He rules the land and sea. Yes, Christ is all. Without him, nothing could be. Christ is all. Is he all to you today? If you have suffered, it's time now to get right with God so that Christ can be your all in all. On this line, Jesus is telling them there's nothing between my soul and my Savior, nor of the world, excluded dreams. I have renounced all sin with pleasure. Jesus is mine. There's nothing, nothing, I said nothing, between my soul and my Savior, so that his blessed face I may see. Nothing prevent the least of his favor. Keep the way clear. There's nothing between me and my Savior. This word, are you ready to know Jesus today? Are you ready to commit your life totally in the hand of the Master who died for you and I, that we may have a right to the tree of life? Are you ready to be faithful and dedicated, truly dedicated, truly faithful, truly work out your soul salvation in the church? If he has not been doing that, you're going to be restless. You're going to be restless. You will be confused. You would know which way to go. But let Jesus fix it for you today, to know that he's real. He's real today. Jesus is so real. Is he real in your soul today? He had washed my sins away. Have you washed your sins away? Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us so much. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, it's time now. Half of life for you today, you can have the fullness of joy in your right hand, of pleasure forevermore. Jesus, Jesus, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. The prayer is, dear God, that you bring your burdens to him. You know your situation. You know I can't and you can't make it without the Savior. Only the Lord can save you right now. Save. Open your heart to him. Surrender your life totally to him. He will give you strength. He said, when you're weak, that thou art strong. He will carry you through your situation. He will carry you through your problems. He will carry you through your tribulations. He will carry you. Jesus will carry you through. Are you ready today to give your life to him? John 10:11 said that I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd has laid his life for the sheep. Why not give Jesus your life today? He's waiting, because tomorrow is not promised to no one. Where do you stand with God today? All this killing and things going on, husbands killing their wives and children, and the lady tells the man that she don't want to be dealing with him anymore. He stalked her and then killed her and escaped and go to another state. God is able to provide you. God is able to provide you with every blessing and abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share the abundance in every good work. Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, tender heart, and a humble mind. A humble heart. A tender heart. And a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse. But on the contrary, repay with a blessing from above. It is for this that you were called, that you may inherit the blessings from on high. The blessing from on high. Jesus loves you today. He wants you to turn it over and know that God is able to keep you from falling. I don't know about you, but the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pasture. Jesus, my God, he's waiting and telling you to come unto me right now. Come to Jesus today. Yeah, Lord. Oh, yeah. He sees everything you do. But come, because I know for myself, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward. Lord, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Plant, Lord, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven and tableland a higher plane than I have found. Lord, 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 plant my feet, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's darkness are mirror curves, for faith is caught up of joyful signs. Plant my feet, yeah, Lord, on higher ground. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go to meet the Lord face to face? Oh, I want to see him and look, yeah, Lord, upon his face. Lord, we thank you for the word, Lord Jesus. I leave this to you. Oh, it's real. It's real. Oh, I know. It's real. Praise God. All my doubts have been settled. Oh, I know. I know. It's real. Oh, it's real, 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 real. Oh, yeah. I know it's real. Praise God. Praise God. Heaven settled. Oh, I know it's real. It's real today. Jesus is real today. I ask you to continue to pray for the bereaved family, as the Osmond family. Pray for any other family that is on the line that have bereavement, to know that God is your comforter today. He is your protector today. He's right there beside you to give you, you and you on this line the strength of everlasting love. I thank my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osbury, the pastor and founder of Sunshine International Ministry. Thank God for all the ministers and all that is in their proper places to know that God loves you today and that I'll see you when I see you, to know that it's real. It's real, 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 real. Yeah, I know my Savior is real. Praise God. Praise God. All my doubts have been settled. For I know it's real. Peace I leave with you. In Jesus' name, amen.